This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture with Tina Camilla, Tisha Week, and Sharmila Ganesan. Before we get to our last story of the hour, Tisha Week,
Our Twitter poll, which we asked you, what do you do when you come across viral images on social media? With most of you checking in at 58% say you never share them, 38% say you would verify the story or the picture first, and only 3% said you'd share immediately. So I'm happy with that. You know, that you guys are not just clicking indiscriminately. Tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
And now for the final story of our hour. A recent article in The Guardian titled "What's Their Beef? Why Today's Leading Men Are Driven to Be Buff?" talks about the increasing frequency of men on film and TV who look unrealistically buff and built, and how this has become a matter of concern for both established and aspiring actors.
To quote the article, it says, whether a leading man is cast as a mathematician, a surgeon, or a scientist, the likelihood is that once the shirt comes off, he will be equipped with both a firm abdomen and bulbous biceps.
The article focuses on the effects of this on male actors. Speaking to teachers and students in drama schools in the UK, many of them say they feel like the general expectation now is for actors to have those sculpted gym bodies.
There are also many areas of research that suggest body image issues are on the rise amongst men. According to an article on Healthline, 90% of boys in middle and high school in the US exercise with the specific goal of bulking up. And according to the American Society for aesthetic plastic surgery, male cosmetic procedures have risen by 325% since 1997.
That is a huge jump.
Yes.
Many articles and researchers actually point to the rise of superhero movies as being a key factor in the last decade or so in setting an unrealistic standard for what men should look like. The appearance of these actors are also then associated with desirable character traits like goodness, heroism, and of course, masculinity. As the Guardian article calls it, it is the quote-unquote drive to look like the four American blockbusting stars, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pine and Chris Pratt.
No, the four Chrises.
The four Chrises.
So what is the effect of these images in the media on the men who are watching them? In 2012, we spoke to sports psychologist Sarah Chatwin about men and body image issues. Here's what she had to say.
For a long time, we've focused on women being fed images of beauty, and for many years been a very narrow definition of what is beautiful. There seem to be these universal have-tos if you want to be beautiful and be a woman. And the media has sent us all these images of gorgeous, you know, celebrities and models and people who most of us just don't look like and don't and can't even get to look like unless we're surgically enhanced. Well, for men, it has become the same. They're seeing men, celebrities, models, men in the media, images of men who, you know, are very tall, are very big, are very muscular, have huge shoulders. A lot of these people have the time to put into this kind of endeavour. And, you know, a lot of times there is steroid use and abuse. So men see these images. They think that muscularity equals masculinity, and that's what they want. And unfortunately, for a lot of men, it is just unobtainable. It's not healthy, and it pushes them beyond that healthy limit.
As Sarah says, the link between body image and the appearance of women in media has largely, and the appearance of women in media has largely been viewed as only affecting women. And certainly as a result of that, there are also many body positivity movements, lots of support available, lots of people who speak out against such portrayals, which help women contend with those things. But very little of that exists for men. Have you guys thought about the effects of these images on the men who are watching them? What it's like to constantly be fed the notion that you have to be buff, even if, like you said earlier, you're a scientist or a delivery guy or a teacher.
You mean they don't all look like that?
I mean, I obviously did think of that, and that's why I arranged for the interview with Sarah Chatwin. And she's actually based in Australia because we couldn't find someone who's based here. Who, I mean, this was 3 or 4 years back, so probably we didn't really have an expert who can speak comfortably on that subject, but it was obviously something that was affecting the Australian population. But, you know, at the same time, you also have that dad bod movement, and then the romantic, well, I wouldn't call it that, but in Japan, the Japanese dads and their soft nature.
Yes. Oh, there's a name for it. I've completely forgot.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yes. Which are the complete opposite of this buff men issue, I suppose.
But I think, I guess the issue is actually the objectification at all, isn't it?
Right. Okay.
Which is something that until recently was not necessarily done to men nearly in the same way that women have had to contend with for decades, centuries, I don't know how long.
Since the beginning of time.
But I don't know though. I mean, I think it just wasn't spoken about, or that men weren't encouraged or felt that they had a space to put forth a view that goes against this traditional masculine, perspective. And, I mean, I'm just thinking of how when, was it Rocky Hudson? Rock Hudson.
Rocky also had a buff bod.
Came out as homosexual, and how a lot of the reaction to that was, well, you know, if you are this kind of a male role model, how can you be a homosexual? And so, I feel that men who consume these images would feel the pressure. It's just that they've never had the space or had the environment to be able to speak about it openly. Mm.
Yeah, so on that note, we ask some men if they compare themselves to the men they see on screen and if they thought such an appearance was attainable.
When I was younger, definitely. You're exiting high school, in high school, when I went to an all-boys school, so toxic masculinity was left, down, right, up, center, everywhere. But no, I move on and I have to prioritize myself, my own health first, rather than meeting the standards of society or conforming to a particular idea. So I'm still working on a more healthier, more self-centered approach. I know self-centered is supposed to be selfish, but yeah.
It all depends on myself. If I commit well, I will be just like him or more better than him. Everyone also, when look at people picture like The Rock, you're always inspired to be just like him. I'm also one of that. So like, because I know that I can be like that. Because everyone start from, everyone can achieve something if they are fight for it. So I think when I look at people, their picture like The Rock or any others that have a tough body, I believe that I can if I try. So why not I try? Yeah.
Yes. It is attainable with hard work, but it also is genetic. It's very genetical in terms of how your genetics are like. So if you look at your background and your family, you can roughly estimate how your body will be. So some people are, you could say, blessed, gifted, that they have the genes to be able to be more muscular.
It is, I suppose. I have friends that used to be like really skinny and scrawny. Now they're like trainers. They're bulked up, but so it's I've seen it being attained, so I do believe it's attainable as long as you're motivated to do so.
I don't, because I feel it's unattainable and then very unrelatable. Yeah.
So Sarah Chatwin actually makes a very relevant point in her interview where she talks about why it is actually illogical for the average person to aspire to look like celebrities or athletes.
Well, I think that what everybody has to realise is that athletes and models, that is their job, that is what they do. So a certain amount of training and building muscle and doing this and doing that is what they actually have to do for their job. Unless you are in a career or you have a career path that dictates that that's what you need to do. It's very hard to find time to get as fit and as buff as these kind of guys. And, you know, it's really untenable. It's very, very, you know, conceivable that men are fit and they have, you know, good muscle definition and they go to the gym, you know, between 3 to 5 times a week and do a solid workout and really enjoy that. But it's not tenable for men to be going to the gym, you know, 2 and 3 times a day, abusing anabolic steroids, and then trying to live what is classified as a normal, in inverted commas, life. We've got to remember that that's what they do, and that's what they choose to do. A lot of these celebrities don't have to hold down 9-to-5 jobs or, you know, be school teachers or pick up rubbish on the road or whatever. They do this for a job. So needless to say, they're going to get the results that they want. But for the average person on the street, it's not tenable to actually even believe that you can do this, because a lot of time, energy, financial wherewithal is put into getting these celebrities and sports people to where they are. And most of us don't have the time, the financial wherewithal and the ability to do that.
I think that's something that many of us don't think about when we see celebrities with near-perfect bodies on screen. The fact that working to look that way is actually a part of that their job.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. You know, it's easy for Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth to do it because they have an army of people helping them with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all we have for you today on the Daily Digest. But you can always keep the conversation going on Twitter or on our Facebook page. Just look up BFM The Bigger Picture. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast on our website, our app, or on Spotify. Front Row is coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, and to take you there is Mumford and Sons with Little Lion Man.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.